Audio Prank Show, 1-800-955-KLOS. We have Christopher Titus. Is he in the hallway? Get him in here. Christopher Titus, he's been on the show before. Long time ago. How you doing, man? Good to see you. Have a seat.
Christopher Titus doesn't age. How's this happening?
I know. What's going on?
Like, I love you. Will you marry me? I love you. Every time you've already been whoring the special so good since I've been outside. And I'm like, I've never seen people whore the special before I got in there. Thank you so much.
Couple of whores.
And I really need it because we're moving right now. And I literally got this morning and the house is just boxes. And I thought, I have no underwear. So I'm currently wrapped in a hand towel with duct tape.
Nice. I easily glanced down, too, when you said that. I'm like, oh, he's not wearing.
Are you sure that's not a bath towel? Man, oh man.
Nice. Wow. Very nice. Obviously, you've gotten my publicist's notes.
It's good to see you again.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me in, man. And you guys, congratulations on the gig.
Thank you.
And then I got your security okay to get in here.
Oh, yeah, George.
This thing looks like a prison from the outside, doesn't it?
The dude at the front desk, it's like Samuel Jackson at a 9. Yeah, you're going to fill that out. And then you're going in. I'm like,
good old George. He's awesome. He's been here for a long time. He's for longer than we have. But it's good to have you back on the show. I think we had you on our show over at KLSX a long time ago.
Yeah.
And now you got your fifth stand-up special coming out right?
Yeah, it's actually, people keep saying, is this really, are you kidding? So, and you keep saying an hour 45. Now, why is that a big deal? Most comics release 45 to an hour, right?
Okay.
And I always do these, like, I saw Lily Tomlin years ago do Signs of Intelligent Life, and she did this amazing show that, like, literally at one point walked out going, man, I should be a welder. I suck at comedy.
She's so good.
Right, it was so good. And so I thought, well, I always want to do a show. And this show's called A Voice in My Head. It's about that little voice in your head that hates your guts.
Yeah.
You know, we all have that voice.
Of course.
Every woman has it, you know. I met the best guy ever. He's a man of my dreams. He's the one. You know he's sleeping with your sister, right? You know, all the guys have it. I look good. I'm going to get some women tonight. Yeah, get ready for a whole lot of no. If I was you, I'd plan a CVS lotion run. So, you know that voice. So we all have that stupid voice that hates our guys. So in this show's about every one of my screw-ups, like literally from – When I was growing up, I was Darth Vader. I was a low rent white trash teenage Darth Vader. Is what I was.
All right. But that
I was
be Darth the name v- of your book.
I was Wouldn't it be a great name or my next film? I'd go see that. I actually was Darth Vader at kids' birthday parties when I was like 16, and it didn't go well.
It didn't go well.
What was so bad about that?
My high school is run by the mob or the teachers union. You call it, and they would actually send us out on these work occupation programs where you'd go out and you'd go and. We got $1 an hour and 5 California public school credits per semester. And I was such a bad student. You know what I mean? I mean, 5 per semester. I was like, if I worked 300 semesters, you know.
You'd have been Jar Jar Binks with 5 credits.
Yeah, exactly. I was, actually. I have never, you know what? I was, screw you. I never would have been Jar Jar Binks. I have standards, my friends, even then. So I go to the thing, and the guy attached, you're working at PJ's Ice Cream Parlor as Darth Vader. And, you know, and I was 16, and that sounded like 2 jobs. So I go to the guy's thing and I walk in and he goes, I just walked in and he goes, you're hired, because at 16 I was already 6'2 and I fit the Darth Vader suit, because you can't hire Hobbit Vader at that point. So I go, what am I doing? He goes, you're going to be Darth Vader at little kids' birthday parties. And even at 16 I was like, have you thought this through? Because that's a mistake, I believe. Yeah. And they spent $300 on the helmet. I looked exactly like Darth Vader from the neck up. From the neck down, someone had gone to the Salvation Army and got a black crushed velvet tuxedo, shiny black rain boots, and someone had donated a black satin sheet from their own linen closet for the cape. I had shoulder herpes for like 2 years. It's not a real thing, people. Relax. So then they built this homemade Darth Vader panel thing out of blender parts and a light bright. And if you hit puree, it lit up. The problem was the battery pack, because on the side there was these 4 9-volt batteries, and there was just like someone had just like taped wires to the top of them. So if I moved wrong, it would kind of zap me a little bit.
Oh my God.
So between the tuxedo and this battery zapping me, I was like lounging or Tourette's Darth Vader, just kind of spazzing across the stage. And I go, what am I doing? He goes, all right, on the weekend we're going to do kids' parties in the back room. What you do is when they get to the end of the happy birthday song, you whip the curtain back and you reveal Darth Vader. And I'm 16. I don't sound like Darth Vader. And I'm like, Luke, I'm your father, bro. Shoosh, shoosh. I made that noise with my mouth. And the first time we did this, and the last time we did this, was this little kid named Andy. He's turning 6. And by the way, parents, do not hire a supervillain to come to your kid's party.
Yeah.
I don't know. know.
It's an odd choice.
It's almost like a child services incident. They should have had like someone there to arrest these parents.
And did they send pictures of you prior? Like, it's like, here's what he's going to look like when he shows up with the crushed velvet.
I guess they
tacks.
Figured Darth Vader, you know. I know. They didn't know what they were putting me in. So these kids, happy birthday to Andy. Happy birthday to you. And I'm 16. I gave it all I got, man. I whipped the curtain back and I go, happy birthday, Andy. And this little kid, man, he did not look at me like, wow, Darth Vader. He looked at me, then looked at his mom like, who the hell invited Darth Vader? And I see the kid panic, so instinctively, I just kind of reach out for him. You know, you know what, Darth Vader? Yeah, I just reached out, but Darth Vader, when he did that, he choked to his death.
You were just trying to comfort.
He grabs his throat and goes, ah! At that point, the clown, who's my hype man, jumps in front of all the kids because they're starting to freak and goes, don't worry, kids, it's only Darth Vader. Yeah, don't worry, kids, it's only Darth Vader. Jews, you relax too because it's only Hitler. So now the whole party's coming apart. Two things that scare children more than anything are Darth Vader and clowns.
Yeah, what a combo.
And they're working together, by the way. It's like some diabolical super villain. And then, so here's why I got fired.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, here's why I got fired. What happened was as I'm trying to calm the kids down, not thinking I'm still in a Darth Vader outfit, Andy's older brother, who's about 11, jumps on a chair behind me, and as I'm trying to help, my head starts snapping to the side because this little kid's behind me whacking me in my on the right side of my head going, you ain't Darth Vader. You ain't really no Darth Vader. And I was in character.
You were committed.
So this right arm shot back, and I knocked his little ass off the chair. Who's not Darth Vader now, bitch? And that's how I got into show business. You're welcome.
Oh, that's awesome. Christopher Titus hanging out with us. You can get his new stand-up special, The Voice in My Head, comes out today.
Oh, my goodness.
It's on ChristopherTitus.com for $9.
And 10% goes to my charity, the Insight Youth Project for Homeless Teens. And by the way, what was the problem with the hour 45? You keep bringing it. Why were you bringing that up?
Well, because I was like, I didn't know. It's like, why would you put that in there if there is like a in the ADD world of entertainment, it's like
I can't watch anybody for an hour 45.
If you go to YouTube and you see a video and it's like if this video is like 5 minutes long, I'm like, ah, it's too long. You know, it's like I will go to the next video. You give me something 35-45 seconds where the payoff happens.
But he makes a good point where you're like you're going. Somebody's doing normally 45 minutes to an hour. I'm giving you for this a lot of bang for your buck. Yeah,
and also I'm not a cat playing with a ball for 3 minutes, dude. I'm I go to YouTube and what are you kidding me?
I do watch those. I'd be like, I don't care. How long that is. That's a kid. I'll watch a kid video. I don't care if it's 3 days long.
Yeah, but
just have it in the background all the time.
There was a live kitten cam online. It was a mama cat who had given birth and had a litter of kittens, and they were like, they were teeny tiny yet.
See, I already want to change it right now.
Exactly.
It was a live kitten cam. I sat there for 10 minutes and just watched them. Just a little kneading paw, and I went, what am I doing? I have stuff to do. What am I doing? I got all wrapped up.
This is way better than that.
I'm glad you woke up to what you were doing.
What am I doing?
Great. But it's a good world, man. I tell you what, my new special's out. It's we put it online this time. We got offers, but they're putting up like everybody's special now and they're paying nothing anymore. And I thought, you know what?
That's the trend to do it.
Didn't Louis C.K.
Louis started it, and then Aziz did it, and then Bill Burr. And I saw Bill Burr's a friend of mine. He's, by the way, if you have not seen Bill Burr, go see Bill Burr.
He's hilarious.
My God. My God, is that funny. One of those guys that makes me want to be better at comic. You know, every once in a while, like I've been doing comedy a long time. I've written a bunch of specials. I'm okay with what I do. I'm pretty good at it.
Oh.
I watch Bill Burr and I'm like, okay, wow, you need to maybe get your notebook out and start writing some stuff down and quit riffing it.
Well, as far as comedians go, and they're also, a lot of them are very insecure with themselves. And it's like, to have you go, you know what, this ups the game of comedy.
But that's good. That's what's great
about Christopher. He's like, I need to be better. Instead of like, you know, downing and putting doubt on guys and saying, whatever.
Oh, trust me. There's a list of guys. I'm just not going to do it on the radio. There's a list of those guys where I would just go, dude. Guys would walk me in a club and I would just punch him in the face and go, you need to quit. You dishonor the memory of George Carlin. Get out of here.
Right.
Like, there's certain. I'm not saying that. Okay. You know? I'm still kind of a jerk. I was going to say something worse, but we're on the radio. It's a good world. Everything's going well.
And your podcast
I'm getting married. Podcast is going great. I didn't realize how hard what you guys did was for you. Because I've been doing it for a while. I come in, I do my schmucka for a couple minutes and woo, and then I'm out.
And then
you suck it up for an hour. Hour 10, and you're like, oh, and you guys are doing 4 or 5. I remember, so I do this thing called the Armageddon Update where we break down the news, you know, for like, and then we talk about that for half an hour and then we do news. But I it was hard at one point. I realized, wow, I'm just riffing and trying to be amusing and entertaining it all, for an hour with nothing. And so you guys do it great. I mean, I'm really good at it, though. But Bill Burr's podcast, Bill Burr's podcast,
makes,
phenomenal.
Makes
By the way,
podcasts.
If you guys want some fashion advice, Bill Burr is one of... Okay, I'm a little bit... Okay.
Now, you are getting married.
Getting married in August.
Okay,
yeah, for so second
congratulations.
Time. Yes, thank you.
Did you ever think you'd do it again?
No. After Love is Evil? Hell no. Yeah. After that last special, I actually swore I wouldn't. And then I realized what I was doing was, if my new girlfriend did anything... like my ex, breathed, I'd be like, hey, well, nay, hey, this ain't happening, you know? And so she's actually, I realized I wasn't marrying, what I was trying to do is avoid marrying my ex.
Right.
And so, and you know,
so is she completely different than her?
Like totally.
In every, like, looks
totally. She's
a black man.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, all right.
Exactly.
That's
actually, it's the guy out front. The guy out front I signed in with.
It's George.
It's George. We're going to get married in August. Hey, me and you, Titus. I love you, man. Snuggle me now.
I do.
So, yeah.
Well, congratulations, yeah, dude. Seriously.
Awesome.
She's a comic, too. She's really funny. Of course, the thing is that we work together some on the road. And the one thing I always said is I don't want anybody to know that we're together. Not because she sucks. I hadn't thought how that could come across. Because you're horrible. No. But I got my booty on the road with me. No, that's not what I meant. Is that there's some comics that take their – I want to make sure she was funny. You know, you got to be on your own. You got to be funny. But she used to run comedy clubs for 5 years, so she has a background in it. And she's got some jokes. She's got some jokes that offended me when she wrote them because
because they
were too funny. No, I was like, as a comic, it'd be like if some guy just walked up the street and just grabbed the mic. How you guys doing? Good to see you. And had duck noises and stuff. Quack. And he was like, really? Yeah. He was like, and you were like, how are you doing that? You just came in. So she would give me jokes, and I would go, you're not that funny. Like I was really, my brain couldn't process. I've been working a long time to come up with a joke like that. You just tossed it off. I hate you. So she's great. Funniest thing she ever said to me is one day I said, wow, you're going to be my second wife. And she slowly turned. She goes, yeah, and you're going to be my first husband. But she said it like a threat. Like I thought, this is not going to last long.
Yeah, my first.
My first husband.
And the world's, isn't that a good world? The world's got that new pope smell right now.
Right, the new pope smell.
It's always good.
Well, I like the old pope, though.
What a great, I love that Easter's right up against April Fool's Day, where we believe a man rose from the dead and walked the earth 3 days later.
Yeah, so
April Fool's.
I think on Twitter, it was a picture from an old Bible where it's like the paintings of the pictures of the Bible and had Jesus sitting there with kids on his lap and he's preaching and it says...
paintings as opposed to the actual photographs.
Yeah, because they didn't have the digital cameras out there. It was like old Bible photos, you know what I mean? And he's
from
like,
Jesus
this one time
book.
I got so hammered, I woke up in a cave 3 days later. And I was like,
You didn't because you have a radio and listeners and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Just tell it today.
But what a great... And this pope, I like this pope. This pope won't wear the red ruby slippers from Prada. Yeah, I like this guy already. I keep waiting to see him in a throwback jersey. Just, what's up? Yeah, he's the what's up pope, isn't
old
he?
Pope.
I like him a lot. I like him, man. Do you wake up, though, as a badass one day? You know, because when you have those moments in life where you get out of the shower and you think, you guys are like this badass radio station, you know, you get out and go, I'm pretty cool.
Right.
I think the pope just gets out one day in the morning, pope, yeah.
You know he does. He's doing it in the mirror. He's doing that
throwing
dance.
Throwing up V's for the Vatican.
Well, of course. And then when you look out into that sea of people, you're like, all these people are here for me? Like, how do you not get a head trip on that? You're like, wow, look at that. Darling.
Exactly.
And then you feel like, I got to say something spectacular.
I'm in charge of 2 billion people that believe in magic.
No pressure.
I can say anything here.
Right.
I can just say anything, and they would say, okay.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Padre.
It's like being Honey Boo Boo.
Christopher Titus. ChristopherTitus.com. Go there. Get the special Voice in My Head. It's only an hour and 45 minutes long, but it's absolutely hilarious.
By the way, I like to give my people some. There's a bunch of stories in it, like the Darth Vader stories and the story about when there's these road stories. I'd go on the road. See, I get to do this now. I can't believe this gig. You know, I would go on the road. I yelled into the face of a blind woman one time. She wasn't heckling. She just wouldn't. She wouldn't laugh. And no one told me she was blind.
Oh,
so I'm on stage in this little tiny. I used to play these horrible towns. Do you guys have to go through these, like when you build paying your dues, where you play these horrible radio stations that are basically just an outhouse with a mic? Do you have to play those?
Oh yeah, that was like.
Did you guys have to do that?
Yeah,
that
sure,
was like Star.
I would play these places, man. Oh yeah, I would play these places where that was like, and it was these small towns where they do different. They would do something different every night. So in all the radio stations, they had deals with it, like these little tiny clubs. Or like Monday night was Wet T-shirt Contest, sponsored by Bobby and Steve with K Rock. And then Tuesday night was Air Guitar Championship, sponsored by WBAS, The Bash with the Wild Man. And then Wednesday was Lynching, sponsored by K Boot, Georgia's Best Racist Country with Philip and the Klansmen. And then Friday was, you know, like sponsored by Queso, Black Panther Barbecue House Party with Play and Smooth. Because the guy that ran that club wasn't a racist, he was a capitalist. He didn't give a crap.
Right.
And I would do the Friday night. You guys worked for all these stations, haven't
you? Yeah,
I'm
like, wow, I know
like,
that guy.
It's like a flashback. Like, yeah, that's him.
And they were, the sumo wrestling night they would have. So I would do, and I'm on stage one night at this, and I had to do a town auditorium. It's a women's group. They have little hats on, and they're giggling. They're laughing. Hee-ha-ha-ha. And everything's going well, except for this one lady who won't laugh. So, and the thing is, it wakes up that little, that inner voice. It wakes up that voice in my head.
You suck.
And you want to screw with a comedian? Don't heckle him, because we love that. Yeah. We'll dig into it, and we'll just disembowel you. That's what we do. It's our job. Bill Burr's really good at it.
Oh, yeah. He's like the best. He's going to be a better
and
heckler.
And so handsome. I mean,
what has happened to me? I got to take down the pictures.
Skin.
Listen. So what happens when you just sit there? People, here's how you destroy a comedian: sit in the front row, and no matter how funny he is, never laugh one time. Just dead quiet, and they do this. And every once in a while, shake your head just a little bit, just that little shake, like, oh my God, I'm disgusted. That's not even close to funny.
That makes me uncomfortable even just hearing
right.
that.
Right. So comedians, what happens is that thing, because he goes, oh my God, what the hell is wrong with that guy? How come he's not laughing? You know what it is? These other people laughing because they're stupid. You pull the wool over there. Like, that guy, though, he's looking into your soul. He knows you're a liar. You need to quit this job and become a roofer. So in the middle of this bit, so that's going through my head, and this lady, she won't even look at me. If I look at her, she looks away. And so I'm just flipping out. What had happened a couple days? I just turned to her because I was in Louisiana, and I was like, "You from Louisiana? You speak that banjo language?" And I started screaming at this lady, and the audience got quieter and quieter. And usually, when you rip on somebody, the audience will laugh. Quieter, dead silence. Even the voice
and
in my head was
no
like,
response because she has no idea you're like looking at her, right?
Yeah. Even the voice in my head was exactly.
Gosh.
She keeps looking away. I'm like, you don't even have the respect to look at me while I'm yelling at you. And the voice in my head just go, and they're quiet now. And the voice said, I think we're done here. You need to get off this stage. You've brought in the backhoe and dug a hole you cannot climb out of, my friend. I walk off to dead silence. I get backstage. A comedian I'm working with, a guy named Carl Banks, is lying on the floor in front of this counter, and he's just shaking with laughter. I go, what? He goes, she's blind! She's blind! You were screaming into the face of a blind woman, and she had no idea! My God. It's not funny to me. Every time I tell a story, it feels like I'm growing cancer. Every time. It's the worst.
Did you wonder why she had a German Shepherd with a handle on it next to her?
I mean,
nothing crossed your mind.
Who put her up front?
Why did she need it up front?
What is that? Point her towards a speaker and tell her it's up front.
It sounds close.
Thank you so much for coming in, dude. I got to get you out of here because we got to pay some bills. But ChristopherTitus.com.
Oh, my God.
ChristopherTitus.com. 10% goes to charity. Thanks for letting me hoard the special, guys.
Voice in my head and TitusPodcast.com. Check it out. Thank you so much. We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.